It's Saturday, December 8th, 2007, and welcome to episode 15 of Tech Talk for Teachers. I'm Tom Grissom. Well, we've made it to the last week of the semester, and next week we have finals. Educators as a group are very giving and always willing to help a fellow teacher in need. Before I reinvent the wheel, I always try to first find something similar to what I have in mind for a particular lesson. There's been so much good material created out there by practicing teachers and available on the internet that a few minutes of searching will usually produce results. Last episode, I gave my technology pick of the week to the Smart Board podcast, and as it turns out, this pick came at just the right time for me to use a Jeopardy-like template that I wanted to use for one of my classes. The Smart Notebook template is available at the Smart Board podcast website, and a link to this template is provided in the show notes for this episode. This template was very helpful for a semester-end review for my undergraduate technology course I teach. All I had to do was download the template and provide my own customized questions. About 1 hour later, I had a complete unit review in the form of a Jeopardy-like game. This allowed me to concentrate on the content and not spend a couple of hours creating a template from scratch. My students loved it. This provided an engaging lesson where everyone was paying attention and anxiously awaiting their turn. My goal is to have my students to use a similar format in their future classrooms if they are lucky enough to have a smart board. If you do not have access to a smart board, this could easily be adapted to a PowerPoint. Modeling best practices is extremely important if we want our future teachers to become proficient with using technology in the classroom. The old saying of, "We teach the way we are taught," has a certain amount of truth to it. Here's another tip. Did you know the Smart Board has a built-in recorder available in the Smart Board Tools Notebook software that records everything that happens on the Smart Board? The Smart Board recorder will record your voice with the use of a microphone and will capture a video feed of what is happening on the Smart Board in real time. This will create an AVI file that you can play back on demand in class or upload to the internet. Since it is an AVI file, a video format, you can also edit this file with something like Windows Movie Maker, as I have done. To give you a brief demonstration of how I adapted the generic Jeopardy-like template, please visit the show notes and click on the Smart Jeopardy demo link. Yes, I know this is an audio podcast, but I've wanted to expand some of the content offerings for this show, and sometimes video is necessary to get your point across more effectively. Next semester I may add additional video resources, but I have mixed feelings about doing this. When I listen to a podcast, I prefer audio because I can do other things like driving or exercising while I'm listening to an audio podcast. Video requires much more concentration, and your multitasking activities are limited. Driving and watching a video podcast is to be discouraged, not to mention illegal. What do you think? Do you prefer that this podcast stay in an audio format? Or would you like to see more video? Let me know what you think, so please send me your suggestions to techtalk@eiu.edu. This show is all about sharing, so the more we can share together, the better we can all be, but I need your help, so please email me. My technology pick of the week this week is a small computer app called Zoomit, and is available as a free download for Microsoft Windows users. It seems counterintuitive that as you increase the resolution of your computer monitor, that the icons on the desktop of your computer become smaller and smaller. The reason for this is that you are packing more pixels closer together as you increase the screen resolution. To get around this, I usually increase the font size in my Word documents and change the text size in my browser to the largest font setting so that students in the back of the room can easily see what is projected to the screen in the front. The problem is that you cannot increase the size of the graphics or change the size of the menus and other graphic elements. For us older folks, that can be a problem. It is also a problem if students in the back of the room cannot see the projected image in detail. Enter Zoomit, and your troubles of not being able to see the small print from the back of the room are gone forever. Zoomit is a screen, zoom, and annotation tool for presentations that include application demonstrations and other demos where it would be nice to see a zoomed-in section of the screen in detail. By pressing the Control and 1 keys together, you will activate Zoomit, and you can use the scroll wheel on your mouse to zoom in and zoom out. Move the mouse around on the screen to go to different portions in zoom mode. Show notes for episode 15 and previous episodes are available on the web at techtalkforteachers.blogspot.com. That's techtalk, the number 4, teachers.blogspot.com. This episode has featured some additional resources, including video, so be sure to visit the show notes for episode 15. If you have a comment or suggestion for a future show, or a suggestion for a technology pick of the week, then please email me at techtalk@eiu.edu. I would love to hear from you. That wraps it up for this episode of Tech Talk for Teachers. So until next time, this is Tom Grissom. Keep on learning.